This is Jesse Goldberg's Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Kobe Johnson. Kobe, when do you first remember first pitching in a baseball game?
Ooh, pitching or playing?
Pitching.
Pitching. I didn't really start pitching till later. I was probably like 12 or 13. So it was kind of like my summer travel ball team that I pitched on. They just kind of threw me out there because we needed someone. Kind of like stuck ever since.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I always wanted to be a position player growing up. So
I saw your hitting numbers. Do you miss it at all?
Yeah, I mean, I hit a little bit in high school. I hit for my last year at college for like 10 ABs, and it's fun.
All right.
Not sure if I miss it, but it's fun.
Let's talk about pitching a little bit. First pitch you learn is the fastball, but what was the second pitch you learned?
The changeup, for sure. Changeup would always be a big second pitch, and then the curveball comes later.
That's something that, just watching you right now, spicing everything up, you understand pitch sequencing. When did you first learn how to set a batter up?
Yeah, you know, I grew up around the game, so I've been around the game a long time, learned a lot from my dad, and just paying attention to games and able, like watching games on TV, and, you know, you just got to get ahead with your fastball, and you can mix it in from there.
He was a pitcher, but you weren't a pitcher originally. Once you started pitching, did he give you any advice?
Of course. I mean, everything I've learned is from him, so he's been big for me, and, you know, after games, I still talk to him, and you know, bounce ideas off of it.
When did you start going over your head for your windup?
I've always done that. I used to have the classic, you know, like where you throw your hands behind you,
yeah,
and then you go over like the 80s.
That's
or
old
70s.
School. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to do that first. And then when I finally got strong enough, you know, you're just building momentum to get down the hill. When I finally got strong enough to cut that out, I did.
Was there any pitcher that you grew up and you kind of modeled yourself after?
I always watched Roy Halladay growing up, so he was big. I was, you know, he went over the head too, and it was just. He was the guy back then, you know, he was the dude, so it was always fun watching him pitch.
Did you meet Doc?
I did one time.
Yeah, how was
just,
that?
Just briefly. I was probably maybe 9 or 10 years old, and he was massive. I just remember him being so big.
Have your strengths as a pitcher changed over time?
Oh, yeah. I used to be a fastball, curveball guy growing up, and now, you know, I've really learned to change up now, and I think that's helped me out a lot.
When did you first get injured in high school?
Probably my senior year of high school. I'd had an injury flare up, and so.
Did you know that something was wrong immediately?
No. I kind of tried to play through it, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know, injuries happen, and it just happened. It was unfortunate at the time.
Let's go back before that. When did you commit to Florida State University?
Right before my junior season of high school.
Did you have any, I guess, stress about the Major League Baseball draft is coming up, Florida State or Major League team?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stress. Because, like you said, there was that injury, and I wasn't performing as well as I wanted to my senior season. And, you know, you can go online, and all the information's up online, and it's stressful. And, you know, I always wanted to play pro ball. I think I wanted to play pro ball out of high school, too, but it just didn't work out at that time.
You know what else I found online was, and you can correct me if this is wrong, did you graduate third in your high school class?
I did.
How did you balance, all right, we've got the draft coming up, we've got your high school senior season on the baseball team, plus you've got your academics. How did you balance all of that?
My mom's big on academics, so even throughout college, I maintained that level of, you know, achievability, I guess. And but, I mean, it's just, you know, focusing, you know, one thing at a time, I guess. And really just committing to what you're doing.
How did you decide your major at Florida State?
I didn't right away. You know, they get you on campus the summer before your freshman year, mm-hmm. and you take some classes, and I was kind of taking classes and seeing what I liked. And I think at first I was doing a business thing, and then ultimately I switched to engineering.
All of the accolades that you've received, there's on field, there's off the field in terms of academically. Does academic mean something different than the on-field accolades?
Yeah. You know, just being able to balance that life out and be a well-rounded person and always have that education, you know, that's going to be huge. I still want to go finish my degree. I think I have 5 classes left. So I'll go back and get that sometime, and that'll be a really nice thing to have.
On the field in the ACC, do you remember facing Nick Podkul or Johnny Aiello at all?
I don't think I faced them, but I remember playing against them. And I remember them both because they were both pretty good players.
Have you talked with them at all? Or Josh Hyatt from UNC, reminiscing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Florida State's playing Wake Forest right now, and we just won the first two games, so we're crushing them, so it's all good.
How was it being a baseball player at FSU?
It was fun. To whom much is given, much is expected. You know, they have world-class facilities there. You travel the best, you eat the best, but you definitely have to perform there, too.
Did you sing O Canada? Or is that just the fans'
just
tradition?
Just the fans, but, you know, the dugout will get into it, too, so I probably have once or twice.
It's just amazing to me. You're now a Toronto Blue Jays minor leaguer. And all of the different, reading about the traditions at Florida State, was there another tradition that really resonated with you being an FSU baseball player?
Ooh, there's a ton of traditions, man. The fans are great there, and they get after it. They really support the team, and it's just really, really fun team to be around.
You were drafted three different times. Did you enter the draft day each of those three times feeling differently?
Yeah, like I said earlier, you know, the high school one was the one I wanted, you know, and, you know, it was heartbreaking for me to not. It was heartbreaking for me to not sign out of high school, and I think that one kind of crushed me. The second time, I wasn't really expecting it, to be honest with you, because I sat out the whole year and had redshirted. You know, so that was kind of unexpected. And the third time, I was just praying to get drafted, kind of.
Well, you did. Took till the 30th round.
Yeah.
Who gave you a call?
The Air Scout, Matt Bischoff. So he was huge for me. I mean, he really helped me out during the process.
And then you said, all right, time to go to minor league baseball.
Yeah.
Did anybody say, here's what this minor league baseball world is going to be like?
I mean, I knew it was a grind. Like I said, my dad grew up around minor league baseball. I mean, he was a coach for a long time, and, you know, I used to go to the field with him every once in a while. But I didn't really experience what it was because I was just a little kid, you know, just running around. And Florida, it's hot, so I just hang out inside, you know. But it's not as luxurious as you'd think, but, you know, you're here to play ball, and that's what it is.
With Kobe Johnson, you go from the Florida State atmosphere and the experience, you go to the Vancouver atmosphere and experience. How was it playing at the Nat?
The Nat was awesome, man. I mean, I think we sold out almost every home game, you know, and they just loved the team up there, and it was just such a great atmosphere to play on and something you can really get behind. And that city wants you to win, and, you know, and it's just a cool feeling.
We see you now as a starter. You're their closer last year. You're 10 for 10. You're a midseason all-star in the Northwest League. What do you feel like when you're brought in as a closer at the end of games?
You're just trying to get outs. You know, you got to nail that game down. All you need is, it's three outs. You know, people say, oh, you got to get three outs, but this really is the toughest three outs. And you just got to think of it that way. You know, you give up a hit, you give up a walk, whatever. You just got to get these final three outs in this game for the team.
Did you pitch differently as a closer than now as we see you as a starter or a long reliever?
Oh, yeah.
How?
It's a different mentality. You know, like I said, you're just trying to get three outs. It doesn't matter how you get them. No one cares. So, you know, if they're strikeouts, pop-ups, ground balls, you just need three outs. But as a starter, you know, you're trying to throw those four, five, six, seven, eight innings for the team. And you kind of have to lengthen it out. And it's just a different mentality going into it, for sure.
How satisfied were you individually by your season last year in Vancouver?
It was awesome, man. It was a good time. It was great to have. You know, it's always more fun playing baseball when you have success. So it's always good.
And then you hit the off season. Any goals?
Yeah, you know, just get healthy, you know, and improve the arm action, and, you know, just get after it and get stronger in the weight room, all those things.
Are you at 100% health right now?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good to go. I mean, I think I'm handling the routine pretty well so far. It's a five-day rotation. I've never done that before. You know, I started in college. It's a seven-day. But this is five-day. It's a little different. And, you know, you got sides in between. And it's just adapting to that right now.
Do you have a routine on the days that you start?
Oh, yeah. You got a routine every day. And you try to follow that. You know, that's the different thing about being a starter, is you have this, you're doing the same things every 5 days, and it just flips, and it's just like Groundhog Day every 5 days, doing the same thing. And, you know, if you're a pen guy, you know, the phone rings, you got to get up and get hot, and you're in the game. So it's definitely different.
That doesn't feel like a rut at all, that whole pattern of behavior.
No, I mean, there's a lot of buildup, you know, to starting, you know, because you have these 4 days and it's like, all right, this is your start day. You know, you go to bed knowing you're going to pitch the next day, and that's, you know, that's a lot of pressure. But when you're in the pen, it's just like, you know, you're just kind of, you know, paying attention to the game, and the phone rings, and you're like, all right, we got to get in there. It's a lot more adrenaline-based, I think, in the pen.
Your first start this year, 48 pitches to get through 5 innings. That was as efficient as you've been since when?
Yeah, that was fantastic. I mean, we need more games like that. But I can't remember, you know, last time, but it's just about attacking the strike zone and getting outs.
Was there just a feel that you had on the mound every single inning where you just felt in the zone?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was just trying to get ahead of hitters, you know, just, you know, get ahead with the fastball, command the fastball first, and then you can change it up after that. But I was just doing that. Guys were swinging early, and if you locate early, you can get some quick outs.
What's your current emphasis for yourself? What are you working on?
Oh, probably just my arm action still. Just trying to shorten it up, get it in a better spot. So that's something I did this offseason, something I'm still continuing to do.
How do you work on that? How do you shorten up your arm action?
I got this, if you watch me pregame, I got this yellow connection ball that I'll take out there and do some drills with. And it's really just trying to get my arm up in time and out when my foot's down.
And then finally, besides baseball, what else do you really enjoy?
Oof, I don't know.
It's baseball.
Yeah, it's all baseball right now, and it's baseball 24/7. But in the off time, you know, you try to get some downtime, get away from the game, and just hang out with friends. I live down in the Clearwater Beach area, so the beach is always nice, just getting outside and doing something different.
Kobe, thank you.
Thank you.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Kobe Johnson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.